There's gonna be a shortfall of funding coming up.
The budget, biennium budget request that I'm working on right now has the same 95% modification that we've had in the last few cycles. So they always ask us, if your funding was cut 5%, what would you cut? So that is a discussion that we'll be having at leadership team in the next month to decide how we want to answer that question. But we've had no indication of cuts.
Are you having any issues or hearing anything that the federal government might be slow on your money, receiving your money, or taking away reallotment dollars, or anything that might jeopardize our
Anything officially, we haven't. What we hear are some speculations that the economy is being affected and that they might try to cut rehab. Mm-hmm. But also mainly the states are not going to be able to match what is expected.
Okay.
So they've been focusing a lot on the maintenance of efforts.
Okay, great. Can you talk just real briefly about, you know, there's challenges and there's opportunities. We're not having people in cars as much. Are we taking advantage of some idle time that we can, you know, better prepare our staff to be better prepared in the future? Do we have some initiatives in place that we're making use of every available minute and doing it productively? Do you have any examples that you can share on that?
Yeah, and I'll have Carol add more if can, Carol. Mm-hmm. But for instance, the center staff, they're already working at the center, okay? Then once the staff trainees graduate, the client will come also just to work one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to start taking new clients one-to-one, so the center will be fully, they will be busy. The MBE, they are very busy already.
Yeah.
In fact, they are very short. On the field, with the new normal, as we are calling it, they are getting busy, not the same way than before, but what we are trying to do is building that relationship and rapport between clients and counselors. Okay. So we are more aware of their needs, but also the clients can trust us on helping them guide their future for employment or for independent living. They are moving targets all the time due to COVID-19. One time or one day, counselors are supposed to meet with the client via Zoom, and then the technology doesn't work.
Yeah.
So they need to switch from working on counseling to working on technology. I think it's helping all of us to sharpen our skills on technology,
good,
both staff members and clients. The other area that counselors are doing is I'm keep pushing them, including myself. If there are any training out there, take advantage. This is the time.
Absolutely.
This is the time. And that's one of the reasons why we know that we need to work as a team. In teamwork, we were getting training for our different teams across the state, each district. But also any training that is available via Zoom, there are a lot of those available these days.
Good.
Yep.
I just got one last comment, and as the president of like the American Council of Blind and the Omaha Association of Blind, I seem to be getting more calls with people asking, you know, for help. And I will say that I have called the Omaha supervisor and Nancy, and I have called Lincoln, if it was a Lincoln case, and I have gotten very prompt responses, and timely help, and it's really, you're doing a great job of connecting with people that are truly in need right now, and especially with the older blind population that they're encountering, you know, they don't have access to information and things. So I really appreciate what you guys are doing to help people through this COVID-19 virus, because it is affecting people's lives, and you guys are making a difference. Thank you very much.
One last part that I forgot to mention is that we are working on redesigning our web page.
Okay.
In the past, you know, we are all busy. We're not experts on web pages. We tried to have one person there part-time, but it was just hard. So because of the extra funds that we have, we are going to be contracting with somebody to help us redesign the web page.
Wow.
To be more friendly or friendlier, easier to navigate, which is kind of similar, have new information, but also to be consistent, because some of the information, or most of the information there, was written by several of us and has different tones. It's just hard to find information. So look for that in the next few months. We're going to be having some of that. Because again, we have some extra funds, we are translating a lot of documents that we share with clients and relatives in Spanish and French.
I'm good.
Somebody told me that it would be good to have it also translated in Arabic. I haven't found a translator yet, but if you guys know somebody, send it our way.
Good.
So some of that information is already in the web page too, and it being used by our counselors.
Well, I will tell you, people know I'm on the commission board, and I'll get a call. Probably it hasn't been lately, but they'll say, hey, I saw a commercial about the Nebraska Commission for Blind and Visually Impaired. So the word's getting out there, at least on my TV. So I don't know how you're doing it, but I think it's great that it's out there. Yeah, so good job. All right, any commissioners, any other questions? Well, very good. Thank you, Carlos.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Well,